We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Friends, welcome to Pod Maverick After Dark. I'm Kirk Henderson. This is a post-game recap show. I'm joined, as always, by Josh Bowe. The Dallas Mavericks just lost to the Detroit Pistons 107-89 in their second-to-last game of the season. Josh, how you doing?
I'm good. Where are our backups? Do we not get the rest before the playoffs?
I didn't share this with you before we went live, but we're gonna go real live real quick to a post game recap of the show or of the game.
What's that?
107-89. What's that, brother? The Dallas Mavericks. Sorry for anybody listening on audio. I'm ridiculous and just played a YouTube clip of a probably minor meme that makes me laugh every time I see it. But the Mavericks lost by 18 points to the Pistons, who were also without like their top 19 players. this is going to be our shortest show of the season. We got news before the game that Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving are done for the remainder of the regular season now. Unlike last year.
Oh, they confirmed the Thunder game too? They're done?
Thunder game too, yeah.
I didn't see that.
Okay. It was Kevin over, you know, the what's Kevin's last name? I'm so Kevin tired Gray? Tonight. Yeah, Kevin Gray confirmed that before the I think it was Kevin Gray. But yeah, I saw it before the game. They're not playing against the Thunder either. So don't really know. Luka's banged up. Kyrie has been spectacular. Like, why not? Like, why play with fate? I get it. The only way the Mavericks were going to pass the Clippers was if the Clippers lost both of their games and the Mavericks won both of their games. And the Clippers play the Jazz and the Rockets, neither of whom have any incentive to win either. This used to happen a lot earlier in NBA regular season, so I can't get too grumpy with it. It's just sort of the nature of basketball this day.
Yeah. And like Kyrie and Luka have needed days off. Like Luka in particular has looked a little ragged in the last week or so, even though he's still putting up numbers and leading the team to wins. This is your reward. I mean, they clinched the 5 seed with that win the other night. And, you know, there's not really much. You get the home court advantage, but it's not like you change your opponent by going up to 4. Like, you're locked into that Clippers matchup. So.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, this is their reward for being able to get out of the play-in muck. You know, you get all that stuff clinched early enough. Now they're going to get basically a week you know, a little over a week off.
Mm-hmm. They play the, they will either play NBA playoffs that start the 20th, which is a Saturday. So they'll play either the 20th or the 21st. So they have as many, including today, 12th. They have a lot of days off. I'm not going to do math. I'm tired. I don't want to make a mistake about the inclusion of today, but it's good for Dallas.
Yeah, for sure. They needed it. And, you know, get to see, I don't know how much we can talk about this game because it really did feel like a preseason game, but, you know, we got to see minutes for some other guys and some other guys did some stuff at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The starters were, you know, the starters each played about a quarter plus. Yeah. The only guy who kind of was like, bleh, was, I don't know, PJ Washington shot the ball pretty well from the floor. Gafford broke his consecutive field goal streak. He had 3 of 4. That is what it is, though. We got to see a lot of minutes, though, from, you know, potential future guys up the depth chart. Olivier Maxence Prosper played 29 minutes. We got some Josh Green reps, which I suppose is good because I've been sort of down. I've been down on Josh, but not because I think Josh is bad. We'll discuss that later. But maybe I do. But I do think he's on the outside of the 8-man playoff rotation looking in, which is to say he'll get some minutes. It's just they're not going to be consistent. So we got 23 minutes from him and 29 minutes from Jaden Hardy. And, you know, when you lose the Pistons, who they played Jaden Ivey 28 minutes, but they didn't have the rest of their guys.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Like the corpse of Taj Gibson played 12 minutes. I mean, this loss doesn't matter. Okay. We're not going to spend too long talking about it, but the fact that the Mavericks back end rotation guys looked useless against the Pistons back end rotation guys, it's not great.
Not ideal, but that's also why those guys aren't going to be playing in about a week.
That's right.
But look, you know, we're going to get into it, but we got to start with, Omax, right?
Yeah.
He was the happy story of the night for sure.
Looking happy, man. I don't know what to think about him, but I just, he's fun.
He's so big.
It's funny. Before the game, I was sending Josh a couple clips of my son playing flag football.
Yes. This is what he looks like on the floor.
And my child just looks like a behemoth on the football field, the way Omax, like, he is an enormous man. And he's big in the shoulders, which makes you wonder, because how old is he? He's got to be like 23, 24 now.
Yeah, because he was a junior coming out of college. So he's like, I think he came out at 22, maybe he's 23. I don't know. Of course, my website is not loading right now.
He's 21. He doesn't even turn 22 until July. This makes me feel really good kind of about his physical maturity. Krishna says he's 23, which, you know, maybe somebody's wrong. It doesn't matter. No, Wikipedia says he's 21 as well. Born in right after I graduated high school. It feels disgusting. but he's just got the frame to put on the right kind of NBA muscle. Like, do you remember when Kevin Durant came to the NBA and everybody thought he would never be able to put on any strength because he just looked so wiry?
Yeah, I remember the controversy of him, his bench press and the combine. Remember that?
He couldn't do one. That's right. Yeah. It was like 185 and he couldn't do it. Yeah. Omax doesn't have that problem. He has just a rangy, like kind of a freak. I'm sorry, Aminu. Farouk.
Al-Farouk Aminu
body, which
he does, which is good.
Useful. Like, just like, you know, it's just big arms being able to do stuff. He had some pretty fun offensive plays.
Sweet dunk in the first half.
Yeah.
Like, and a drive too, not like, you know, fast break transition or something. Like,
well, and he's been shooting the ball really well from three. And what do we know? If you're a Dallas Mavericks role player and you get the ball, you have to be able to shoot the three, right?
That's right. And you have to be able to put it on the floor because teams are going to play you for that. And he put it on the floor okay tonight.
Summer, you know, normally Mavs summer, like this Mavs summer league was projecting to be garbage because they don't have any picks. Like that pick officially conveys to the Knicks in this draft. I think they have the final pick in they have the 58th pick as a result of the trade for PJ Washington, and they got back some like fake second rounders, which in theory means they could like draft Bronny. Yay. But you know, he's going to be the story of summer league, Omax. And so if you're looking to put all your hopes and dreams somewhere weird, put them on Omax. Cause I like it. I'm glad that he did well. I just, it's fun.
Yeah. It's stuff to set like 16 points, 6 rebounds, assists, 2 steals, a block, only 1 turnover considering how much he touched the ball tonight, like
pretty good.
12 shots. Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. Can't no, you know, no complaints. And like he's probably the guy everyone was most looking forward to watching because he just hasn't played. Like he's played a lot of G League, which that's great. This is what, you know, I think there were some fans that were a little upset that he wasn't getting more opportunity with the NBA team. Mm-hmm. But this is, you know,
there's no room for him right now, like quite literally.
Yeah, like I understand when you see things going bad and you see a player come off the bench and not play well and you're like, what? Just throw an Omax. What are they going to lose? Yeah, but also it's better for him to be consistently playing minutes and learning NBA systems and styles and what the Mavericks want to do, because I'm assuming that's what they're doing with their G League team, is teaching kind of like what the Mavericks want to do with the, you know, at the NBA level. So
yeah,
I would much rather him be getting 30 minutes a night playing in the G League than 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, you know, with the NBA team. So
that's right. So I didn't want to address. So David Sanchez in the chat says Hardy, Omax, Lively plus this year's second round pick might be a summer league team. If Hardy plays in summer league, I mean this seriously, like not any shade on Hardy, but if Hardy plays on the summer league team, then the Mavericks are looking to shop him and get him out of town. Fourth year guys do not play in summer league.
Or third year.
Third year guys rarely play in summer league. It means things have not gone the way that they'd hoped. Now, David, you might be right. I hope for his sake that he doesn't. Lively, I think is way too good to play. Like maybe he plays a game for funsies and then they pack him up. But the games get the sort of physical that you don't, he could get hurt.
And he has nothing to prove.
Nothing to prove because he's, I mean, he should make, I will be surprised if he's not on the two all rookie.
He'll be on an all rookie team, probably second team, but he'll be on one for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then that leaves us probably two other guys that are really worth, and then we can make some jokes. So Josh Green played. I'm just going to sit here and say that I did not care for his game.
Panda Hank, our own, as many of you know, YouTube highlight machine for Maverick stuff. Sent a tweet earlier that I was thinking, but I was not brave enough.
Yeah, I can't believe he said that. That sounds like me. That was like me tweeting.
I know, right? And good for him. Like, he doesn't care. He doesn't. Who cares if people are going to yell at him? He said, Josh Green really is just another guy among the Mavs and Pistons third stringers. And that sounds exceptionally harsh, but like that's kind of what it looked like. Like I was waiting for him to kind of just make some plays.
Play a point guard, do a little something, and he just didn't. He didn't do anything.
And he hasn't played for a month, and this is his second game back, so you always want to give some wiggle room there. But
right.
it was just tough to watch him not – because what's the anytime he has a game with low production, I get people that tell me, well, that's because, you know, the Mavericks system, they don't share the ball enough. Luka holds the ball too much, like in Greening's, you know. It's hard for a role player to be good if they're not involved. And it's like, okay, well, what's the excuse tonight? And I guess it's, you know, coming back from the injury, but you know, these are the moments where he really needs to step up and shine. And he didn't, and it doesn't mean anything, I don't think, but no. Not to take anything away from it. It was just disappointing. You know, you just like to see him do some stuff.
Yeah. Just heading into the play and you'll get another chance Sunday. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
Then there's Hardy. 9 of 19, 29 minutes, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 turnovers. I thought he had some very nice drives when he had sort of gotten ahead of steam. He had one dunk that really like brought the bench off the feet. I was shocked. It was a mid-tier, like
he's really powerful. Of sneaky dunks in his career so far.
Yeah, he's an interesting athlete, but he doesn't have a lot of burst. And tonight's game was kind of an example of that. The Mavericks let him run point guard like he was at Summer League, and he's just not a point guard. He's just not.
He's a scorer off ball. Yeah. He's he's an off-ball scorer for sure.
Yeah, and I like it when he gets it in dribble handoff situations. I like it when he's going downhill, and I like him on catch and shoot. Anytime he has the chance to dribble more than four times, it's the same. It's just he's not good at it, and I don't like it, and I feel mean at this point because it's not his fault. You know,
he was a second round pick.
I mean, the thing that really, like, this is a nitpicky thing, but he got a technical when the Mavericks were down by like 6 points, and then the game blew up from there. And I'm like, my man, why are you getting a technical in a game that doesn't matter when you are turning the ball over like a putz?
Yeah, four turnovers, two assists. That's not great.
That's that's a growth thing. I mean, hell, I'm an idiot a lot of the time too. So what are you gonna do?
No, it wasn't really like. Nothing tonight was like showed us something that we didn't already like. We've been saying since his rookie year, he's so much better playing off ball when he's not having to be the lead decision maker.
Yes,
that's when he was getting shots up off the catch, he looked good tonight. And when he was running offense through the pick and roll, it didn't always look so great. And that's, it's okay. Maybe he gets better. I don't know.
Maxi Kleba going 2 for 2 is pretty funny. Like, I wonder
that confidence up.
Like, I wonder at what point. The man just has so he has wide ESPN's auto ad thing drives me crazy whenever I'm playing. So he has 36 points in April. He had 8, 10, 17, 22, 25, 27, 30, 32, 33 points in March.
How many games in March? How many games in April?
He has played in 6 games in April, and he played in a lot of games in March. Like, I don't want to count him because it's bad.
Yeah.
It's really something. And if he tell you guys, like, I'm going to have some old tweets thrown in my face.
But I'll get ready. Care. Get ready. It's happening.
If he hits an open three in the small ball five situations where he's going to have a chance, or even as a big ball four. If he hits that three, the Mavericks are going to crush people. I really truly think that. Like, him and PJ hitting shots, that's the hope for opposing teams guarding the Mavericks right now.
Yeah. If PJ has his 0-for-7 type game, they're going to treat him like Tony Allen.
But I don't know if he will. I mean,
but no, I don't know if he will either. Yeah, I'm just saying that's the worst case.
I watched, I've it's really funny. I follow lots of different fans from different teams, but like, I don't follow Clippers fans because there aren't Clippers fans. And so I've had some sort of put in the timeline today, and I watched some fucker with like 4,000 fans, basically 4,000 followers on Twitter, talking about how these Mavericks are easier to guard than the 2021 Mavericks. I'm just like, what planet are you on? Jalen Brunson it was the low point for Jalen Brunson's career. They lost a point per minute every time Brunson was on the floor. Rick Carlisle could not play him. This Mavericks team is so much better and different than that 2021 team that, I'm sorry. I have confidence in these Mavericks. Just delighted.
Yeah, that's weird. And also,
I just can't believe that take. Like, they didn't have Kyrie. Right. It's like, they'll shut him down the way they shut Brunson down. And it's like, anyway, we have enough time to talk about this series, and we're going to talk about that series over the next few days. Shout out to Mavericks create a player, Alex Fudge, for getting 7 minutes and committing the funniest turnover of the game, where it's like he just ran with the ball. It's really outstanding. Really don't understand how this person is on an NBA roster at this point. That is what it is. Not really anything else worth talking about from the game. Is there anything else we should talk about?
I don't know. I think we should. Let's keep it moving. We're at 18 minutes.
No, I do.
Yeah.
We don't want to lead with this. It's not really our place. I think I speak for Josh, I speak for Matt's Moneyball, I speak for a lot of fans. When you heard in pregame from Jason Kidd, and then the moment of silence to start the game for Derek Lively's mother, it's just a gutting. I was driving and I read about it, and it's just really, really sad is what I'll say.
Yep. Puts into perspective kind of the things that have been going on the last, you know, reading all the stories about him and his mom the last 6 months, like really made that hit home, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Their relationship has been so prominent and really like really fun. You know,
I don't know that. Yeah. Did we know that she was sick?
I don't think we knew she was.
And so it's like when you know, there's the story of, and like clearly the Mavericks knew, and like the Mavericks social media team knew, which puts a lot of stuff, because in retrospect, I remember a lot of people were like, why is the Mavs social media team blowing up that he lives with his mom? Do you remember that?
I thought it was just like a quirky, cute story. But
yeah, and a lot of us like, well, that's weird for a man to live with his mother. And it's like, no, he was taking care of his mother. That's what he was doing.
Trying to get as much time as he could.
That's exactly right. And yeah, and I was, you know, a couple of folks in Mavs Moneyball were like, it's weird that he's at the game. And I just sort of threw out the like, grief is truly, it's extremely difficult to understand because every person processes stuff differently. And I wonder if he wanted a little bit of a sense of normalcy and just being around your friends. So I don't know.
And unfortunately, he's already lost his father. So
yeah.
Maverick, you know, his teammates are kind of
his family. Yeah. Kid mentioned that in a pregame thing, and it's, I don't know, makes me more sad about it.
It really does.
I just love him. It makes me so sad. Anyway. All right. Well, we will be back after the Thunder game, I think. We might not. I'm just going to put that out into the other. We may not record after the Thunder game. Like, we are incentivized to record as much as possible, quite candidly, because people watch it. People listen. But, like, I don't want to say anything stupid. There's too much basketball yet to be played. I will say, like, if you're following the NBA, like, closely, what happened to the Nuggets tonight is just a riot. They lost to the Spurs.
Not my MVP. My MVP didn't lose to the Spurs.
Where can we not? I don't want to talk about the MVP anymore. I need everyone to stop acting like it's the second half of Dune 2 and we're trying to kill all the MVP Harkonnens. It's like, can we just relax? it's a jihad for MVP voting. It's gonna get weird. There's gonna be something involved where like I think the Thunder may have to try to win on Sunday, which isn't interesting. Yeah,
they clinch the one seed, right?
The one seed, which meant that if the Mavericks beat the Clippers in round one, they'd play the Thunder in round two, which I don't know. I don't want to play the Nuggets, though I think it'd be amazing.
If the Thunder are the one seed, they'd play the Thunder in round two.
I kind of wanted to play the Timberwolves just for some poetic like round. Like, do you remember how excited we were before preseason? And then the first preseason game, the Timberwolves just destroyed Dallas and Dubai.
Yeah. Also full circle, because the Mavericks can detonate another Rudy Gobert team.
That's true.
They ended the Gobert. They literally ended the Gobert Jazz.
I just think Luka Ant in round two, if the Mavericks were to get past the Clippers, would be that, like, because like Ant is the guy, like Ant is both absolutely amazing and also pushed really hard by people who want an American superstar. So it would just be perfect. It would be perfect. So anyway, we'll see where we go with this. If we don't happen to record on Sunday, that would be why, just so everybody knows. the Reader's Digest said the title of our stupid show.
Oh, I just
is why that. Is why he joined. For anybody who's not who's listening on the audio stream, I put Mavericks versus Pistons recap Dallas plays Detroit in basketball contest.
No lies told.
I did have like basketball like substance, but and you're supposed to put keywords in the headline and all the searchable stuff, and I was like, who is going to be searching for this game? I don't want that kind of person in our chat. That's not right. All right, everybody have a nice weekend. We'll talk soon. Thanks for hanging out, and go Mavs.